Hello, I'm Mary, sort of a little modern Mary because I have tennis shoes by accident. At Christmas time, you hear a lot about me and Joseph. We really didn't plan to be special. It sort of just happened. Or should I say, God had better plans than ours. Me and Joseph had plans just like every other person to get married. Our parents had arranged it, and we were in love. We had plans to raise children and for Joseph to go around building houses and other things. But then it happened. An angel appeared to me. Whoops. An angel appeared to me and told me that I was going to have a baby. Not just any baby. I was going to give birth to the Son of God. And then I found out Joseph wasn't going to be the father. For a minute, I thought, how is this possible? I'm going to get married to Joseph. Then I remembered the teachings of my father and his father that with God, anything is possible. And I mean anything. I was worried Joseph wouldn't want to stay around, didn't want anything to do with us. But he stuck around. He helped when times were tough. And he loved both of us. But God's surprises didn't end there. They can be seen even today. He surprises us a lot with his love. So as you open up your Christmas presents, remember that God brings you surprises. And this can be seen clearly, when I look at the life, death, and life again of Jesus. Jesus showed people that God is love, loving, whatever. Jesus was a special child. He really loved people. He wanted everyone to get the benefits of heaven. He dearly wanted everyone to love God and love others as they love themselves. And no matter what people did, he still kept on loving them, not only saying it, but showing it. He would still talk to them, help them, heal them, and respect them. Jesus is a wonderful gift that God gave not only me, but you, and all of you. Because as I discovered sometime later, the reason that Jesus came to the world as a little baby was to show that God is love. And as he grew up, God's love can be seen in many different ways. You can still see this love as you read the pages of the scripture. Like the Gospel of Luke. Why don't you plan to read it this year? And as you do, you'll discover that Jesus came to do something very special. To pay the price so that we would be free to be with him and all other Christians or Christ followers in heaven. This is how much God loves you. Over the last 3 weeks, we've discovered that Christmas is about God bringing us hope, God bringing us peace, and God bringing us joy. And this week, we have discovered that God brings us true love. So along with candles of hope, peace, and joy, let's light the candle of love and forgiveness.
This morning, I want to share with you a little bit. I'm going to tell the big people a little bit later this morning about forgiveness. What does the word forgiveness mean to you think, when you forgive somebody? Ashton?
You have to forgive.
You forgive somebody when they did something to maybe hurt you or that you didn't like or something that was wrong. Is that correct? Okay. Any of you ever had to ask forgiveness for doing something wrong? I have you. Do you feel safe in sharing some of the things that you've had to ask forgiveness for? No? Brave, that's pretty honest, okay? Well, let's say one time that maybe somebody asked you to feed the dog or the cat and you didn't do it. Has that ever happened? No? How about cleaning up your room? Have you been asked to clean up your room and you haven't done it? I see some shakes. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to put on this board here, clean my room. Okay. Didn't do it. Okay. Now, that's what I wrote to there, didn't I? Clean my room, did not do it. Okay? So when we did something that we weren't supposed to do, or we didn't do something we were supposed to, how do we ask for forgiveness? Do we go say, Mom and Dad, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Okay? And you know what they're supposed to do? Now, see, we have on this board, I did not clean my room. But the neat thing is that when you ask to be forgiven, they just erase it. It's gone. It's gone. Now, that means that God does that even more than what our parents do, because God loves us so much that He will forgive us for everything. Now, I want to, if you can turn around and look at me up here on the altar for a minute, I want to show you a lesson. Let's pretend that this is us. This is Pastor Frank, okay? Or it could be anybody else, okay? When we do something against God's rules, we disobey God, our heart can begin to turn a little different color. And we add another thing that we don't do, and another thing, and we just keep disobeying God. What happens to our heart? It breaks, but it's also changing color, isn't it? It becomes a dark color. Now, I can say, oh, gosh, I'm sorry that I did that. But that didn't change the color of my heart, did it? But, you know, when I was about 7 years old, one day after school, we had an after-school Bible class. And I'm pretending like this is God, because He's bigger than all of this. So one day I said, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for everything I've ever done wrong. And that's, it turned back the way it was. And that's what God does for us. Every time we ask God to forgive us, He restores us, wipes our heart clean. He throws away all that stuff that we did wrong. And He never remembers it again because there's no record of it. So that's why we always want to ask Mom and Dad to forgive us when we do something wrong. We want to ask God to forgive us when we do something wrong. Can you remember that this week?